Even before the smoke cleared, it was obvious that last September's fires would have a huge impact. The Almeda Drive fire alone destroyed nearly 2,500 homes from Ashland on north in Jackson County, and there were other fires in the county and region. Oregon's governor assembled a Wildfire Economic Recovery Council, which worked quickly and issued a report at the beginning of this year. It points out areas where the most help is needed and makes many recommendations. The co-chairs of the council join us now. Both are statewide office holders. Val Hoyle is the commissioner of the Bureau of Labor and Industries, BOLI. We generally just call her Labor Commissioner. Val Hoyle, welcome to the Jefferson Exchange.
Good morning. Thank you very much.
It's good to have you here. Also good to have Tobias Reed, the state treasurer. Thank you for joining us.
Thanks, Jeff.
So, Treasurer Reed, this is a bit of a fever pace for state government, isn't it? Fires after Labor Day, report just after New Year's Day.
Well, there was no shortage of exciting activity in 2020, for good or for ill. I was really pleased to be with my co-chair, Val Hoyle, through this council. We worked together when we were members of the legislature, and I think we make a good team. What we really tried to do here was to divide up the challenge into short and long-term implications, the need to clean up, to deal with debris, to make sure that we have adequate plans for housing, and to figure out how we can build back better. And Commissioner Hoyle has done great work, particularly on the housing front.
So let's talk about that, because housing is consistently on the top of the list for areas that need attention. I mean, in and outside of this report, we get frequent reminders that some people in the Rogue Valley in particular lived in situations the market just does not provide anymore. Commissioner Hoyle, what can be done for them?
So, good morning, and thank you very much for asking us to come on. I think when the governor called and asked us if we would be interested in heading up this Wildfire Council, my concern was that this was just going to be yet another meeting of a bunch of people, and that things weren't going to happen, but a lot of conversations. And whereas I live on the McKenzie and not very far off from where the Holiday Farm fire was, this was not just an academic, pursuit. We were evacuated, and while I was in Portland and in my campaign office, actually holding up for 10 days, I was making calls all around the state to see what people needed and working a lot with people in Southern Oregon. And as you said, housing was the largest need. When we moved forward, the treasurer and I put together three areas that the Wildfire Council would address. First, housing, then debris removal, and then rebuilding and recovery. And housing first. In Southern Oregon, as you said, you had a lot of low-income housing, manufactured home parks, that as you build them back, we were concerned that we wouldn't have affordable housing. And whether that was for workforce or seniors or people who are low-income, one of the things that we made a priority was that we wanted to build communities back better, but not lose the richness of those communities. What we saw with the Paradise Fire was that there was a lot of low-income and workforce housing. They lost that housing, didn't focus on it quickly enough, lost the workforce, and lost a large part of their community. So working very closely with Representative Pam Marsh, and I must say, you are very, very lucky to have someone so passionate and knowledgeable about housing. We worked with the legislature to get money allocated for land acquisition because, again, you have private landowners who, were affected as much as the residents, but they get to choose what they want to do with their land. And we wanted to have a way based on a program here in Lane County where we had the local county or nonprofits purchase land, have it built up, and then it can be purchased again by the people who live on the property or by another nonprofit, where the focus is to make sure that we have affordable housing. And let me be clear, before the fire, you didn't have enough affordable housing in Southern Oregon, much like here in Lane County. So we were already behind the eight ball, as it were. So this has really been a focus. So whether it's Project Turnkey, where we work with hotels and motels to be able to have money to purchase or pay for rooms for people to stay in. The legislature allocated money for that. Or, again, land acquisition projects. We know right now people have forgotten about the fires because we have a pandemic and we had ice storms and we had so many things since then. When the fires happened, everyone was willing to help. But now you actually have 800 people staying in hotels and motels in Southern Oregon, where it was only 500 after the fire. So, you know, people have been couch surfing, staying with friends. The bottom line is the situation is an ongoing issue, and our job, the treasurer and I, feel like our job is to make sure people don't forget the communities that were affected. So we're building back. Housing is key. The legislature, in a bipartisan way, is focused on allocating funds to build back affordable housing and build back housing in a way that maybe doesn't look like it looked like before. I mean, it has to be fireproof. It has to be available. It has to be, you know, eligible for people who maybe not be eligible for federal services. So these are the things we're working on. And what I want to say to people in Southern Oregon is we haven't forgotten you, and we're in it until we rebuild this community, again, in a way that helps us prevent this kind of devastation for fires in the next season.
Val Hoyle is Oregon's Labor Commissioner, Tobias Reed, the state treasurer. They are co-chairs of the Governor's Wildfire Economic Recovery Council, two of the six elected officials, which include Representative Pam Marsh from Ashland and Senator Jeff Golden from Ashland, along with the minority leaders in the House and Senate as well. You can join our conversation on the exchange. Lots of questions to talk about with where we're going with rebuilding after the wildfire, and specifically what the Wildfire Economic Recovery Council recommends. You can join us at 800-838-3760 by phone, by email, jx@jeffnet.org. Commissioner Hoyle, I want to come back to you because I want to explore this land acquisition thing a little further. Were you talking about land that was already occupied or land that is zoned residential but not occupied?
Well, it would be either. I mean, it could be a manufactured home park where the owner is not prepared or doesn't want to rebuild and is willing to sell. It could be land that was available that we could purchase to build either manufactured home parks or multi-unit housing. Again, when we look at what happened with the fires, I know certainly here I live on the McKenzie, when a fire of this magnitude happens, it actually hardens the ground. It changes the direction that water goes. We have to look at where we can build and how we can build and how that looks differently. Your land prices also, you know, have become a premium. So I think we're looking at all things and working with your housing authority in Southern Oregon. What I have been so impressed, and again, Representative Marsh and Senator Golden were key members of the Wildfire Council. But what I've been so impressed is with the creativity and the passion with which everyone, both public, private, nonprofits, have come together to look for solutions that to get people housed that may be creative. So again, I think all the options are open with everyone working together to make sure that we can get housing built as soon as possible. It's not a quick process, right? It's not a quick process, but we have to be committed to make sure that we get people back in their homes and back to work and back to being part of this vibrant community.
Treasurer Reed, let's talk about the process from here. Does the Economic Recovery Council stay active during this period, or was the job to deliver the report, hand off the work, and disband?
We're not going anywhere, Jeff, and I really want to pick up on what Commissioner Hoyle said. It's too easy in an environment like this in 2021 when we move from challenge to challenge to forget what happened last fall, and we're not about to do that. The Commissioner and I have already testified a number of times in this legislative session to make our recommendations clear to the legislature, and we're going to continue to do that. I also reinforce something the Commissioner said in response to one of your questions, that as much as we're dealing with the immediate aftermath as people are recovering, and we don't want to forget that, we've got to do what we can to put ourselves on a better footing to be more resilient for future challenges. One of the things that we are really trying to urge the legislature to do, even amidst all of the economic challenges and needs that are evident right now, is to reserve some dollars to cover the state cost of what are known as hazard mitigation dollars that will come later from the Federal Emergency Management Agency, FEMA, because those dollars can be very flexible and allow us to do some things that will protect against future fires. The commissioner and I talk regularly about one of the best things we can do, moving utility lines underground. Well, what better time than that to consider extending broadband capacity to some of the communities that don't already have it? That can pay big dividends, both in terms of readiness and notification capacity for future fires. But if we know anything else from the COVID experience, we know that broadband is no longer a luxury. The need for education, for economic development, for all of those things. So we are not going anywhere when it comes to making sure that the legislature is aware of our recommendations and our deliberations, and is prioritizing the needs of communities that have been affected by fires.
I noticed that my intention was directed to the underground utilities portion of the report. The idea that as long as you got this situation where you got to do a major rebuild, why not rebuild that too? Because exactly. The additional expense is not that much greater.
That's right. And there are real opportunities to have public-private partnerships, to bring in utilities and communities, and to think creatively when you have those trenches open. The commissioner's done a good job of reminding us of that and connecting with communities as well.
We are talking to the co-chairs of the Governor's Wildfire Economic Recovery Council in Oregon, State Treasurer Tobias Reed and State Labor Commissioner Val Hoyle. You can join our conversation on the Jefferson Exchange. Your comments, your questions, your musings about ways we can go about rebuilding. Welcome on the exchange at 800-838-3760 on the phone. Our email address is jx@jeffnet.org. We have an email question from Joy and Talent asking, how do cities find money to beef up staff to get building permits processed? That's a big issue in Talent right now. I live in Talent. I can tell you that most of the city staff resigned at the end of last year. So Commissioner Hoyle, what do we do there?
Well, actually, that is one of the key things that we have asked for, that the Wildfire Recovery Council and that the governor has leaned in on asking for, because you're not alone in that. We have that request from all over the state, because the bottom line is you don't staff up to prepare for this level of wildfire on top of a pandemic, on top of, you know, storms and whatnot. So those monies, is my understanding, will become available. Treasurer Reed, you might have some more information on that, but yes, that is one of our key and immediate asks. The other thing that I would say, just to go back to something we were talking about earlier, I'm very lucky to be represented by Peter DeFazio, who is now the chairperson of the Transportation and Infrastructure Committee in Congress, and he is very focused on this rebuild. And what we have seen in the past is that the federal government does their thing, so you got FEMA doing their thing, you've got the state doing their thing, local municipalities doing their thing, and then, you know, nonprofits doing something else. It is absolutely essential that we break down those silos and work together, and in a way that people are not necessarily comfortable with, whether it's using hazard mitigation funds for broadband, or we have a request to train emergency responders and build up a fire response, professional fire response apprenticeship program, so that we can have more feet on the ground. To, you know, working with Talent Maker City, who's making beds and actually training workforce for, you know, young people to teach them carpentry. Because fundamentally, if we're going to rebuild our state, we also need to rebuild our workforce. And with that, we have just hired a bilingual apprenticeship representative for Southern Oregon from my agency. So we will be there making sure not only that we build back, but that we build a workforce for the future.
Now, that does come through loud and clear, and partly through absence in addition to inclusion. The fact that this is an Economic Recovery Council report, and yet there's very little in here about business. It all tends to deal with workers and housing and things like that. And that is not an accident, I'm thinking, Treasurer Reed.
Well, Jeff, that all of these things are connected, and we want to make sure that we're trying to create the conditions for businesses to thrive, and that capacity, that infrastructure is what's there, which is why we made a really deliberate recommendation early on that the state covers the cost of debris cleanup, regardless of whether or not it would be eligible for federal reimbursement. The hazardous materials, the foundations, the things that would be necessary for residences and businesses to get back on track, that was not an automatic, but we made it, we came to the conclusion that that was a key step for communities to be in a position to succeed. And so far, the legislature has agreed with us. We want to make sure that that is part of the overall strategy to give communities maximum capacity to shape their future.
Do you find that there are still some people wondering where to turn? I mean, it has been 5 months now since the fires, but I mean, is there still some sense of bewilderment about who can help? Commissioner Hoyle, I
think so.
Yeah.
Yes. Absolutely. And again, I deal with this with my neighbors, you know, on a regular basis, but also there are some really important and free resources that people can go to. The first, what we have seen is even for those people who would be otherwise eligible for FEMA help, they're being denied at a rate that is unacceptable.
We have reported on that, yes.
Yeah, and it's terrible. But Legal Aid Services is providing wildfire disaster relief. So basically, attorneys that will for free help you work through the process through the Oregon Legal Aid Services. Their number is 541-485-1017. We also have Oregon Disaster Relief Services.org, and they also have a hotline that is open 9 to 4 Monday through Thursday and Friday 9 to 11:30. I will shoot you over the phone number to that. I thought I wrote that down.
Okay, I'll put these links up on our website once we're done here.
Right, yeah. And then we also have resources on the just the Wildfire Recovery Council page. One of the things that the treasurer and I really pushed for was to have a website that people could navigate easily, because I think, and we will take responsibility as people that run government agencies, is sometimes government speaks in a way that works for bureaucrats in government. And we wanted a web page that could be navigated easily. But the bottom line is people can call 211, which is a really simple, easy way to call and say, I need a service. And 211 is the phone line that actually can connect people, because not everyone has internet. I mean, I only got internet a year ago, and I live 3 miles outside the Springfield line, which is why we're so focused on expanding ways for different people to communicate. So those are some ways to be able to reach out and get assistance.
We are talking to the co-chairs of Oregon's Wildfire Economic Recovery Council, appointed by the governor. That's Labor Commissioner Val Hoyle. Treasurer Tobias Reed is with us as well. We have a couple minutes left if you want to get into the conversation at 800-838-3760, by phone, by email, jx@jeffnet.org. Treasurer Reed, is the state counting on help from the feds in the next stimulus package to help keep things more bearable financially?
Well, we're sure doing everything we can to make that case. We're, I think, well situated, as the commissioner already said, between Congressman DeFazio as chair of the Transportation Infrastructure Committee in the House, Congressman Blumenauer on the Ways and Means Committee, and Senator Wyden as chair of the Senate Finance Committee. Oregon is well represented. And I think you can make a really strong case on the economics for why Congress ought to do its job. We're partners, after all, state and local agencies, to deliver the programs and services that the federal government funds. And the state economy, the national economy, depends on a quick recovery, not only from COVID, but from fires, now from storms. All of these things are connected. So we're working hard to make sure that is a case that's well presented in Congress. And I'm optimistic that we'll be able to do that. I also feel much better about the Biden administration recognizing the need and the partnership opportunities that are in front of us.
Now, the executive summary to the report of the council references the lack of emergency alerts, specifically in Jackson County. Did some recommendations emerge there?
Yes, a big part of it relates to the capacity around broadband. We heard alarming stories from people who did not get emergency alerts adequately in a number of different parts of the state, and that has to be part of our work going forward to make sure that we can sufficiently adequately communicate with people who might be at risk so they can take steps and evacuate if necessary.
All right, so here again, a chance to build back better by doing things like broadband and underground utilities that didn't exist prior to the fires.
That's right.
Are there ways, Commissioner Hoyle, for people to track the progress of recovery short of driving around the damaged areas themselves, which is not always helpful, I find?
No, that is not helpful. One of the things that we're going to be working on doing, and hopefully you'll have us back on your show to be able to talk about some of the work, but we will try and keep people updated through the Wildfire Recovery Council website just as things happen. Again, Senator Jeff Golden, Representative Pam Marsh are fantastic at getting the word out about what's happened. I really think that it's important that we as people, like we as government officials, understand that government isn't the only answer, but rather the way this is going to be successful is if we can work with everyone from, you know, the small, like I said, Talent Maker City, who's doing amazing things on the ground, little small nonprofits to the federal government and everywhere in between, that we have to be able to work together and be part of the communities. Someone up Blue River said, listen, as you're coming in to rebuild our city, our town, our community, you know, there's nothing, should be nothing about us without us. So this needs to be community-led, where we as government agencies come in and build upon what you've had specifically. And I do want to call out, you had a lot of farm worker housing mm-hmm. that got burnt down, and these are people who aren't eligible for federal services do some of the hardest work that we have in this state and are really critical part of your community. We need to make sure that that they don't leave, because as we build back, part of that is jobs and agriculture. So,
all right, Commissioner, you're right. We have to have you back. Absolutely.
Yeah, right.
Val Hoyle's the State Labor Commissioner. Tobias Reed, the State Treasurer, co-chairs of the Governor's Wildfire Economic Recovery Council, which includes Representative Pam Marsh and Senator Jeff Golden from the Ashland area. Thank you both for joining us on The Exchange. Short break coming up.